All right, 2020 has come to a close, but how are those chickens that came home to roost? Meaning, the companies that transitioned to virtual selling, how did they fare? And how did virtual selling and the use of video impact their revenue? That's what I want to talk about in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, my year is closed. It's done, right? And so I'm starting to see the data. First and foremost, let's talk Wirebuzz. This was our best year ever. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that we practice what we preach. We drink our own Kool-Aid. We've been using the power of video remotely, like you know, religiously. And well, Q4 was our best quarter in company history. And this was our best year in 10 years. So one of the things that I take away from this is when push comes to shove, my team came out swinging. Like we had something to prove. The other thing is, we all got up and fought for each other this year, right? But how's this impacted other business? Oh, and by the way, you know, last year was no schlub for the company either. We grew so fast that we got ourselves on the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in America. But what about other companies? And I don't mean like video marketing agencies. I'm talking about business in general. 64% of those that transitioned to virtual sales, which is what I've been teaching, 64% of those who transitioned to virtual sales this year, meaning 2020, met or exceeded their revenue targets. Now that's important. Why? Because we're in this whole remote world. And every business needs advantages. Like we're all looking for optimization. Businesses are just like athletes. They're looking for the competitive advantage. I've got a friend that was one of the top picks. I think he was a top two pick in the NFL draft. When I say I think, he was. Now that I think about it, yeah. Oh, yeah, number two. And I see him at the gym often. Dude is, he's retired. At this point in his career, but he's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated multiple times. Dude is jacked and giant. And I talk to him often. We go to lunch, blah, 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 all that stuff, right? And one of the things he told me is he's like, I'm a competitive advantage guy. He'll say like, you know, like I'll get up in the morning when I'm training, and I'll make sure I get 2-a-days in when I'm lifting. Or when it's time for me to finish my workout, I get into recovery and my proteins and making sure I've got the right micronutrients or macronutrients inside of my system. He's doing that because of the competitive advantage that it provides and how all of that builds towards game day dominance. What about you? Like, oh no, but Todd, I'm not an athlete. No, you aren't an athlete. You've got a much longer career than my friend who was the number two pick in the NFL draft. You've got 40 years of crushing revenue, making your life better, filling up your bank account. What about you and the use of competitive advantages inside of your business? Because 64% of businesses that transitioned to virtual sales this year met or exceeded their targets. What about your business? Are you using video? And if you are you using video, are you using it in just one of the 5 zones of optimization? Meaning, are you just using it on social, like in zone 1? Or maybe video, you use it on your website, but your sales team doesn't use it. Like there are so many different ways and strategies for you to be using video to accelerate deal flow, to move people through and make them a buyer. Or if they're already a customer, meaning they've already got you on speed dial and your bank account is already set up so they could wire you money right away. Are you upselling those people? Because if you aren't, you're leaving money on the table and there's great uses of video and strategies that you may need to know. Well, in 2021, I'm going to take you along on one of the greatest journeys of my entire life. I'm going to take you on the road as I go on to Tony Robbins' stage and teach remote sales using the power of video on the biggest stage in the world. And I can tell you right now, there are many more big stages coming. If you want to accelerate your deal flow, stay with me this year. And if there's people that you love, that you're rooting for, make sure they get access to the Toddcast. Don't like be a greedy hoarder of this. Share it and hit me up on LinkedIn and let me know you're out there and you value this information, because I am so excited to have the privilege to take you along this journey with me this year as we together accelerate our business using the power of video and transitioning to virtual selling. Oh, wait. You might be like, oh, dude, you know what? Like, I don't need to know all of this virtual selling stuff, because we're going to be, you know, everybody's getting the vaccine is out and people are going to go back into offices soon. We're going to be pressing flesh. Nonsense is what I say. Not that I don't think the vaccine's going to work. I'm not making that argument at all. I'm thinking business was going remote long before COVID hit. COVID just accelerated the developing trends. How can I be so sure? Because by 2018, the transition to remote interaction with salespeople was all but complete in 2018, when 82% of buyers said that they didn't want to talk with a salesperson until they're ready to make a buying decision. So in 2021, don't think it's going to go back to the old world where you're going to walk into people's offices, because those days are over. Yes, you're going to have some interactions. You're going to go to some conferences again, and life's going to feel good. But when people are making buying decisions, they're going down a rabbit hole journey, and they're doing it in the middle of the night when you're not available, and they want information on demand that helps them experience clarity about your solution. And I'm going to be teaching this right here on the Toddcast in 2021, and I'm giving this stuff to you. Plus, I got a ton of courses coming that I'm just cranking out right now that are going to help you close deals más rápido in this new world. Peace.